to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. September is National Suicide Awareness Month, so we're going to use our awareness with this piece. No one reads the voiceless. We hold the hands of those blinded,
while light cannot break the darkness behind the eyes. They rewind memories only told once, because the repetition is an entanglement they never want to get stuck to. See, life goes around like the days of old. We let it. Minds so focused on getting to the money, then rushing to the operating room. Cold are the hearts that see minutes shut because no one asks to show them later, so they battle them at night. A 15-year-old battles the day the scorpion came into her life and suffocated her father. While he was working to provide, she was getting beat an inch of her life. Self-esteem threw back in toilets while faucet water overflowed sinks, so we couldn't save it once flush. She held on to that shit, often crying alone because to walk the evils with someone felt like holding them back in your hell until you were able to rehabilitate. We didn't see it. See, everyone has their physical challenge by nightmares, and we sleep with the lights on so we can see the devil coming. We tell you we just don't want to bump into things. 22-year-old man drives in circles, trying to run away from thoughts dead weight for survival. Never letting the water seep through creeks. Memories projected through eyes, he sees his father exploit his sisters at 8. Too young to fight the giant. His mother opening legs to the villain. Instead of pussy strikes, she gives him brain in the hummer. Stunning young man watched the one he called father rip the life out of his sisters, put 8 bullets in his mother, then turn the poison on himself. He snuck out the window and ran across 4 state lines to get the freedom, but the prison within him told him he'd never been free mentally. He pops off at everyone, trying to be the hero and the villain. He lives on repeat, trying to save his family. But he's all grown up now, and the family he's trying to save ain't the family buried in graves. He's not okay. He's rehearsed replies to trigger words so you'd move on from the subject. He's trying to close his eyes. We ball the fist in midair, trying to fight the sun, and it tags the moon in so our thoughts fixate on what we ran from. 28-year-old mother trying to survive the blows while on the phone trying to help you navigate your life, yet you did not see the signs. Her children are now orphans being rooted into danger because there were no hands reaching out to save her. She looked out stained glass windows waiting on a ride that never came. I guess the world dismissed her cries and rehearsed that there were no one to blame. She should have called 911. How could she let her children down? See, she called them 211 times. But her number was blocked, passed over as prank calls because her lover wore the blue. He manipulated it so well. 36-year-old man fails to leave the house in fear that his 60 and a 55, that his matched the description, that his driving slowly in a sundown town would once again get him dragged out of driver's seats, thrown into trunks, taken into woods and hunted. He stays silent, never in the mood for pussy, dinged the booty roller, and if one voice could have asked, if one hand could have touched shoulders or wiped away tears, his safety would have unlocked. Misdiagnosed to the system, he knows no one to reach out to. Even his wife left divorce papers on the table, saying, dealing with this shit, I don't have to. See, gone are the days when we knew by the way your legs shook, when you turned your head, that single tear you wiped away in the back seat. Focus are the minds of self-indulgence. Being your bodyguard, your counselor, your babysitter, your mama, your lawyer, your accountant, and your father. When was you ever there for me? drained of the hots that kept beating even though it was cut off from the source, sweaty of the palms that rubbed together because they're rubbing out the strength they need to proceed with their conscience. Quiet is the night that never quiet down between the ears. Memories are like fireworks that should have been banned, yet squatted out my temporal lobe and redirected my temperament. What is the face that cannot turn off the tears, because those tears are slowly healing the inward, pushing the blockages onward? I'm tired. Life ain't easy. Yet I'm running from memories on empty. Brake light flashing because I cannot slow down the voices within my ears. Truth be told, until you hear gunshots over the horizon, no one will ever read the voiceless.
Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.